All right, good morning. Welcome back. This is the Rehoboth Social Podcast, part of the Social Podcast Network, www.socialpodcastnetwork.com. Local folks doing local podcasts. Good morning, man. How are you?
Good, good. Yourself?
I'm doing great. Beautiful morning here on the East Coast. A little frosty.
Not too bad. Not too bad at all.
It was kind of cool driving in. This is a really... I don't know if it's the first frost, but boy, it is frosty.
This is, I want to say, the strongest frost.
It's a strong frost. Yeah. Well, introduce yourself and tell us what you do.
All right. Well, I am Fred Thompson. I am the new general manager at the Hampton Inn Rehoboth Beach, renovated Hampton Inn Rehoboth Beach.
Yeah. Well, you've been telling me all about barn doors and all this great stuff. Yeah. So we're excited to hear about it. I did tell you, I did stay. I've stayed there before, and it is a nice place.
It is.
But I think we forget about it.
We do. We do. It's been, you know, I don't mean to knock on the my old predecessors, but, you know, there was no marketing put behind. There was no advertisement. There was nothing. So nobody even knew that that hotel was there for a while.
Right.
So my whole vision is basically kind of coming out, marketing, pushing people, letting everybody know that we're still there. We're brand. You know, we're Hilton Honors. We are basically new, renovated, exciting, fun. Just bringing people into more what they're comfortable with, and with breakfast, it really helps.
Yeah. Well, what's it in behind? What's the?
Yeah. So we sit right next to Sakatumi Sushi Restaurant and right next to McDonald's. So we're like right in the middle.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's actually that. So you're in the parking lot just to the right of McDonald's.
We are. Yes.
Oh, you know what? I thought you were in a different spot. That's even better because my in-laws come in from Connecticut and that's the only place they'll stay.
Oh my God.
They stay there. Yeah. And then we've tried to have them stay at another place. And my daughter, who likes to stay there with them, she's like, "This place feels like a correctional facility."
Oh God.
So they go back over there. They really enjoy that spot.
Oh, that's great to know. That is absolutely. I mean, the Hampton brand itself has a strong follower.
Yeah.
So everybody that travels with Hilton always are looking for the Hampton Inn because, I mean, you really can't beat it. You have full breakfast. You have indoor pool. I mean, it is, and the rooms are spacious. They're not like little boxy rooms. So a lot of people like to look for that brand.
So what is it? Hotel, motel? So hotel halls in, motel halls out?
Yes. So the difference between hotel and motel is a motel, your doors are outside.
A motor lodge.
A motor lodge, yes. And a hotel is your doors are inside.
Okay.
Yes. So that's the difference that, you know, primarily you want to look for.
Well, listen, man, I grew up in New Mexico and we were a traveling family. It was either going to Oklahoma, Las Vegas, somewhere. We were a big camping family, and we always stayed at motels.
Okay.
You know, okay. So we used to figure out, what is this, a motel or a hotel? And that's how we sort of figured it out. So you're associated with Hilton?
I am. Yeah, so Hilton is, so when they first opened Hampton Inn, it was not associated with Hilton. Then down the line, they became one of the biggest brand. So Hilton bought over Hampton. I'm trying to remember the company that had Hampton Inn, but once they took
over.
Is
that old Bob Hampton?
Yes. Yes. Go. Just kidding.
Bob Hampton.
Bob Hampton. All right. Oh, Paris Hilton's dad.
Well, and you know, it's funny. I was watching the television the other night, and who was doing an ad for Hilton?
Who?
Paris Hilton.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, she's related to them.
I know, and so, I was like, brilliant. You know, I don't know why she wasn't a little more focused on the company for a while earlier on.
Well, she wanted to party.
She was partying, but now it's serious. I'm here now.
She's getting old.
I'm like, it's about time you jumped on board.
Oh, man, and it's helping. Yeah. It's helping. 2 weeks ago, the owner's convention in Las Vegas, she was there, her and her sisters. And, you know, a lot of people wanted to see what they're up to. So it was funny that they actually merged Paris Hilton and the Hilton brand together to kind of market it. Hey, listen, you know, join us and be a part of Paris Hilton marketing scheme, or not scheme, but marketing strategy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it is, we live in an area where a lot of people come and visit.
Yes.
And it's tough, you know, trying to get, I mean, I remember back in the day, and we've evolved quite a bit since when I moved in to Rehoboth, which was in 94. Okay. I mean, it was a big, you know, we're clearly very seasonal at the time.
Yes.
But we were also very based around NASCAR.
Yes.
You know, NASCAR was a huge thing.
Big deal.
Twice a year.
Oh, yeah.
When NASCAR rolled into town, there was no place to get a hotel. I mean, literally, we were sold out. From here to Dover was sold out. I'm probably north of Dover was probably sold out. It was a huge thing.
Oh, yeah.
And But we see, you know, things change. NASCAR's changed. More hotels have showed up. I mean, it seems like these micro hotels and every type of... I'm waiting for the little, you know, where you just crawl into a box and shut the little door. You know, one of those...
It's coming.
Yeah, it's like...
It's coming.
It's hard to find a place to stay.
Oh, it is coming. You know, the funny thing, when I first moved down here, I'm originally from Canada. And I went to University of Westchester and I met my wife there and moved down here. There was no hotels.
Right.
There was absolutely no hotels. And that wasn't what I was into. Once you move to this area, either you're in banking or you're in hotel and that's about it, or real estate.
Yeah.
And that was about it. Otherwise, you know, come September, everything is shut down.
Right.
I decided to join to the hotel and, you know, my first hotel was the Holiday Inn in Bethany, and that kind of opened my eyes to see, wait a second, this is a great, great, great field. I mean, you get to meet different people every day. You get to, every day is always different. You never know where you're going to walk into.
Right.
The more I've lived around here, managed hotels in Ocean City and coming back to Delaware, I'm realizing, wait a second, there's hotels popping up here, hotels popping up here, hotel popping up here. And apparently right now we have about, I think, 4 new hotels that's in the pipeline that's coming into Rehoboth.
Yeah.
And it is scary.
Well, the thing is that, you know, back in 94 when I moved here, it was really about coming down to the beach.
Yes.
We need a place to stay when we come down to the beach. But now over the last, I don't know, almost 30 years that I've been here, a lot of people moved here. And
yes.
So a lot of people come visit those people that have moved here.
Exactly.
And so, and... You know, what does it say on the door? Family only.
Yes.
So they got to find a place to stay. So correct. Now, you know, I think we're seeing it more year round, right?
Yes, yes. I mean, right now there's no end.
Right.
The season does not end. It just keeps going and keeps going. I want to say in the market, the slowest time that we have is probably going to be January and February. After that, we're back on it again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, some of the amenities at hotels, I mean, we've seen that change as well. It was a, you know, when Wi-Fi showed up, it was like, is it, you got a Wi-Fi password? And we're like, let me look it up. Hold on. And now you pull into a hotel or motel and it automatically comes up on your phone.
Up.
Join the Wi-Fi.
Oh, it's yeah.
So we're getting better.
We are.
When my in-laws were, when we just recently, well, we moved in July, back in July. And my in-laws came down and they're like, we want to get you a hotel so that you don't have to stress and you can just move and not have to. And we're like, okay.
Right.
I'm not a fan of hotels.
Correct.
You know, I mean, we're not. We've all had experience.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And we stayed at the hotel. It was super nice, but a lot of great amenities.
Yeah.
And it was helpful,
yes.
You know. So a lot of people moving around, especially
yeah.
within the town and the area, having to stay at places one night.
Oh, yeah.
You know, would you rather have somebody come in for one night or multiple nights? Or do you get, I've seen these people all week.
You know, to tell you the truth, multiple nights is better for the hotel side.
Okay.
And the reason why is, you know, the guest is staying longer, so meaning revenue more than one night. One night revenue, is good, but it's not great.
Yeah.
You know, so you want to have a longer stay, extended stay that you know each night you are guaranteed this amount of money.
Right.
So we kind of comfort to either one night or multiple nights, but more we want to have multiple nights.
Well, the one thing I noticed is that you can watch YouTube in the hotel room now, which before, people are like, no YouTube?
Oh, I'm telling you now, back in the day, it used to be, HBO was like
HBO.
The best thing. Oh my
HBO.
God. Oh my God.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh my God. You are going to that hotel because it has HBO.
It's got HBO.
But now you have HBO, you have Star, you have YouTube, you have, there's multiple things that you can stream on your TV.
Streaming.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
And the funny thing is we have an app that basically once you walk in, it tells you, you know, welcome Fred Thompson right on the big screen.
Yeah.
So it makes you feel a little bit, hey, you're a VIP.
Yeah.
You know?
It's very cool.
Yeah.
So I would imagine in your work, you become sort of a concierge. You're the guy that knows everything, right? Where do we eat? Where do we, what beach do we go to? What's the easy way to get there? How do you get to the outlets?
Oh, yeah.
You probably get all the questions.
All the questions. You know, and I love it because I get to kind of give him my feel of the area.
Yeah.
And I live in Bethany, but I always dine and party in Rehoboth.
Yeah.
It's more comfort, you know?
Right.
So typically I send people, I kind of, you know, ask them, what are you looking for? What are your taste buds looking for? What do you want to do? You know, are you here to visit? Are you here to shop? Are you here to just kind of hang out and eat? And Rehoboth has amazing restaurants.
I mean,
oh my God, 5-star restaurants.
Yeah.
And you know, you're shopping. We we're right next to the hotel. I mean, right next to the outlet, Tanger Outlet. So you are right there, shopping district.
You can walk there.
On the high end. So, you know, you have Tommy and other polo coach and all those other brand names right next door to us. So
what else?
I'm trying to think.
Testing you on your
I know, right?
Yeah. Well, I had some people. I've had different people running for different offices and stuff. And I'm like, we need bridges over Route 1. I don't know why, you know, especially when we are having people like that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, as long as you stay on that side of the highway, you're fine. But if you want to get over there to, like, where GameStop is or something, it's treacherous.
It
and I think that we should do, or we could do, a little bit better as far as allowing people to cross the road.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's a little sketchy.
It is. I mean, during the summertime, I feel bad for those, the J1 students, the foreign stage students.
Right.
You know, and just crossing that road, that coastal highway, it is plain chicken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and you're sort of centrally, you're kind of located near the trail.
Yes.
So if people come and, you know, everybody comes with their bikes now.
Absolutely.
It's hard to get from your place just across that street. Just one bridge.
Yeah, that will be fantastic.
Yeah, if we could just get over that freaking street, go down Wolf Neck Road, down to the trail, and then people wouldn't have to be out on the highway at all.
Correct. But, you know, do you think that the town is going to allow something like that? Because they're going to say, well, it's an eyesore, you know. Mm. But they need it. They need it. I mean, the traffic.
I don't think the town has anything to do with it.
Well, yeah.
Because they're Rehoboth Beach,
yes.
Right? Everything on that side of the drawbridge is Rehoboth Beach. Yes. Yeah, here we're just Rehoboth.
Yes. Yes. Yes, you're right. You're right.
But, you know, I think as we see more, you know, they just opened another hotel over by PNC. Yes. They're opening a hotel behind the outlets. I mean, these things just are, they just pop up everywhere, and eventually people are going to want to walk around and do different things.
Absolutely, absolutely. And during the summertime, you could definitely tell. I mean, you could tell people are just out and about, just hanging out, walking around. They're tired of driving from Pennsylvania, Virginia.
Right.
All they want to do is just basically just walk around and enjoy themselves.
Right.
So, you know, you are absolutely right. And I think the traffic stops are really not it's helpful, but it's not that helpful.
Well, I would imagine at some point you might suggest taking the bus. The bus is really, we got some great buses now.
Oh, yes, yes.
I always say, if you want to go down to the beach, just take the bus.
That's it.
Just take you right in, and you can get right out.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I was, 4th of July, we rode the bus in. I was home before the smoke settled.
Oh, my God. Because they ride on that side.
Yeah, and they have the whole lane.
Yes.
Someone said, they should close the bus lane for summer. I'm like,
why?
Yeah. Why? You should maybe not.
We at the hotel, we definitely recommend a lot of people to take the bus, the city bus. I mean, we have a stop directly right next to the hotel. So you walk out the hotel front door, and there's the bus stop right there.
Oh,
so
nice.
We tell them, hey, hop on the bus, take it downtown Rehoboth. You don't have to worry about parking. You don't have to worry about, oh, I got to get back and make sure I have enough money on the meters.
Yeah.
You know, you just don't need to worry about that.
Right.
Yeah.
So do you have like a top five restaurants that you know, I'm like, hey, where should we eat? What's my, so I guess you're, you know, Chinese, you want Italian, seafood. What's your,
absolutely.
What's your favorite restaurant?
So my number one has to be Henlopen Oyster House.
Ooh.
Oh.
And that's in Lewis, right?
Oh, that's in downtown Rehoboth.
Right up,
right behind the Rehoboth Avenue.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah. It is. It's a small little shack, but oh my God!
Awesome.
Oh my, great food.
Do you like oysters?
I do.
Yeah,
I do.
Me too. I do. I love oysters.
Oh my God, it's amazing.
I love getting the big sample dish.
Yes.
Two.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
And fins.
Fins is amazing.
Fins is amazing too.
Well, obviously the fins, the big companies, you know, Sodell, they're always doing a good job.
They are.
And now, you know, the other cool thing is we got a lot of restaurants outside of Rehoboth. You know, you don't have to go jump on the bus, go four blocks, and get off, and you're at a bunch of restaurants.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Which is super convenient.
It's amazing. It's amazing. And the restaurants as well, too, are popping up everywhere.
Yes.
You know, but here's the thing. They're still being kept busy compared to Ocean City. I mean, Ocean City, once September rolls around, October rolls around, you're pretty much shut down.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
It's like people just ran out of steam to go any farther than Rehoboth. Like, Bethany's the same way.
Yes.
I mean, it's gotten, you know, it's gotten better as far as, you know, year-round with Ocean View blowing up like it has.
Oh, yeah.
You know, doing all the Freeman stage and all that stuff out there. But, man, it used to be basically really just past the entrance to Rehoboth. It just started dying off.
Yes, you were absolutely right. And I couldn't understand it. But I see it now that it's all about the different areas there people are coming from. So, Ocean City, you have your Baltimore, A little bit more Pennsylvania coming in.
Yeah.
But Rehoboth, you see more of Northern Virginia, Silver Springs, Bethesda,
DC.
DC. Those areas are, they're coming, they're more on this side. And they, I guess, based on the line of work that they have more flexibility to kind of, hey, I'm working over here, I'm going to work here.
Yeah.
Compared to, you know, Baltimore, that you have to be at work more. And I didn't realize it until I got back to Delaware, and I'm like, wait a second, it's a huge change.
Yeah.
Huge change.
Well, since the pandemic.
Yes.
I mean, I remember when we got shut down and then we got flooded with people.
Oh, my God.
I was like, well, listen, if we're going to work from home, we'll just come down to the beach. I'm like, hey, slow down a second now. it's gone crazy. I think we're starting to, settle in a little bit. It's hard to say.
It is hard because everybody that I talk to at the hotel, as the front desk, you know, what brings you to town? That's one key thing I always ask people. Hey, what brings you in town? Why are you in Rehoboth? And I want to say 60% say, well, we are either settling or we're looking for a place to buy, or, you know, we love this place and, you know, we're closing on something that, you know, we bought about, you know, 6 or 7 months ago, new build or old build, but everybody is kind of, they're coming here to either buy or settle.
Yeah.
You know, and the second question I ask, well, are you going to be living here year round? No. I'm like, oh, man.
Well, it has been interesting. And I know that, like I said, my in-laws, they come down a few times a year and they always stay at your spot. Yeah. And I was thinking you were a different one. So I'm glad now that I figured it out that you are where you're at, because they love that spot. They love that place.
Thank you.
It is, you know, it's interesting. You know, we have a lot of, you know, different things that rate us. We're always kind of at the mercy of an opinion, and that can always be a challenge. I was watching YouTube last night, and these people were, I'm a big fan of YouTube. I just like creative content and stuff. And there was somebody on YouTube, they were saying that there is a group of people that are out there, like, just to criticize them. Mm-hmm. Like, they put, I think they're there are a couple that sails, right? They're cruisers, right? Yeah. They sail down the Caribbean and they do their little, you know, sailing, and we think it's great. And, but for some reason, there's people out there that will complain about these people just to try to take down their monetary value, just to try to take them down on YouTube.
Indeed.
She's like, it's so hard.
It is.
It's tough when you're in business now, and we have so many people that can just, you know, obviously give us a lot of praise. You know, Absolutely. There's always someone out there giving us praise, but it's always the one, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's like, gosh, you know.
You will definitely find that one. There's always one. And, you know, the best thing I tell my staff is, you know, one bad complaint will knock you down, you know, three notches.
Yeah.
But always try to look at the best thing behind it. So if somebody's complaining, there's a reason why they're complaining.
Yeah.
Try to find exactly why they're complaining and what is the reason why they're complaining. Now, some people are just complaining just because they want to complain. But it's a lesson as you being customer service. You know, next time, you're not going to let this happen again. Or this person might be right.
Yeah.
We did drop the ball.
Yeah.
How can we fix it?
Yeah.
But never take it personal.
Well, it's the willingness to be like, listen, hey, we apologize. We messed up.
Absolutely.
We're going to be better. Do you like to look at reviews?
I do. So with the brand, unfortunately, we are stuck by the reviews. You have to. You know, and we have quality evaluation based on your reviews. So somebody from Hilton Corporate in DC will come down if your reviews are tanking.
Uh-oh.
So if you're below, I want to say if you're below 30, there's a problem. You always want to be at least 70 or 75 or above. But if you are in the 30s, they are sending somebody out there.
I would imagine you would be in the 30s. That's not good.
That's not good at all. But there are hotels that are in the 30s.
Well, that's the problem with reviews is that, I want to buy a TV. Right?
Okay.
It's Christmas. That's what we do. We buy a television at Christmas, right?
Absolutely.
Do I need this TV? I don't know. But I am looking at TVs, and I'm sort of going into reviews, but I'm really trying to just find, like, opinions about how the thing runs. Okay. When someone has like this, you can always kind of feel like when the opinion is too strong.
Yes.
You're like, okay, there's something else about this. So, you know, there's things that I've done, and if I had probably listened to an opinion about doing it, I may not have done it.
Oh, yeah.
And I may have missed out completely.
Correct.
So it's, you kind of have to take opinions as sort of, you know, like everybody has one. Right?
Yes. Yes.
So,
yes.
But yeah, I would imagine, yeah, you would be, do you have that happen? Someone would be like, whether it's super high, like, oh my God, this place is just so amazing. I'd live here forever, every day if I could.
Oh, yeah.
And then, you know, oh, they didn't have enough coffee out in the morning, right?
We get that a lot. Yeah. We get the lot. I mean, you get it that people are like, wait, you know what? I love this hotel. You know, the new look, the location is absolutely amazing. Then you get people like, oh, well, they don't have enough syrup, or the breakfast was a little bit cold, right, or the coffee was not hot enough, or the coffee was not dark enough.
Right.
You know? But you just kind of, you take it and you digest it and, you know, you move on. You just don't let that ruin your day.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Do you guys do breakfast?
We do. So breakfast is included.
Continental?
Buffet style.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I love that. What so, time's that start up?
I don't recall
you being in this hotel. I'm here for the breakfast. Just don't mind me.
Well, you know, that's my other thing, too, for my marketing. You know, breakfast, if you're not staying there, please come on in and enjoy the breakfast. The reason why is at the end, it is going to turn around and say, hey, you know what? I had a great breakfast at the Hampton Inn. You know, I want to recommend people over to go stay there. So breakfast starts at 6 a.m. till 10 a.m. It's full breakfast buffet, eggs, biscuit, chip beef, sausage.
What?
You can actually make your own waffle. So we have two waffle stations. It's just each day changes. So we try to make it that it's not, you know, stale. It's always something different each day.
Is one of the things I think is interesting about the hotel business is now it's like you have. So I guess the question is every Hampton Inn the same?
Yes.
Because it seems like you go to one hotel and then you can never find that hotel again.
Correct.
Right. So it's hard to stay consistent if you're in that kind of staying in hotels. But Hampton Inns are consistently the same.
Consistent is the same. So anywhere you go. Hampton Inn is going to have definitely full breakfast, and they're going to have your breakfast, your linens, your pillows, basically similar, same layout in the rooms as well.
Same look on the outside?
Yes.
I feel like there was this real transition between this old to new kind of look where it almost seems like everything could be built in Minecraft.
Yes. You're right. You're absolutely right. You know, and that's the new brand that's coming out. You know, if you look at, you know, the Home 2s and on the Hilton side, or you look at the Aloft on the Marriott side, they're all pretty much little boxes and microtels.
Like, yeah, it's in the new Wendy's.
Yes.
It looked like it could be built in Minecraft.
Oh, my God. That's terrible.
Are you familiar with the game Minecraft?
Yes, I am.
It's so bad. I'm like...
Little boxes.
I think everybody wants Hampton Inn in Minecraft world.
You're right. It's a little box.
Yeah, well, it's boxes, around borders, around colors. And
you're right.
It's fun.
You're right.
I'm like, I think the new Wendy's, I think someone designed it in Minecraft first.
Well, you remember the old McDonald's? You know, I was looking at YouTube and this guy was reviewing the old McDonald's. You know, the old McDonald's used to have the characters, you know, and they had the little cheeseburger seats.
Hamburglar.
Yeah. Then when you walk in, the kids had a little Nintendo 64 that you could play. What happened, though? I mean, those are the best times.
Greed.
You know, and you don't see that.
No.
It's gone.
Well, I mean, that's really, listen, this is a real opportunity for your business, Hampton Inn, to hang in there because everybody is tanking.
Yes.
My buddy Matt used to say, and this is 10 years ago, I always say this, he said, we are, as Americans or as people, have become okay with mediocre.
You're right.
And it's in everything now. Yeah. And it's especially, you know, you walk up to a restaurant, and sit, the door, thing on the door, we're at it, we don't have enough people working, we're hiring, long wait, but come on in.
Yeah.
Right? It's
yeah.
like,
yeah.
this is going to be a mediocre experience, but come on in and pay the same price.
Absolutely.
And it's easy because it's, you know, there's slow times and I can see how we can lose a little wind out of our sails. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's also a time to really stand out because
indeed.
Everything is mediocre now.
Indeed.
We won't even eat out. We don't eat out. We won't do. First of all, we can't afford it. We're just sitting at home, hanging on.
Yes.
Just hanging on the best we can. But if we do, and, you know, I've noticed some different things about, you know, the Big M.
Oh, yeah.
It's.
Oh, yeah.
Close to you.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
we're
yeah.
not talking bad about anybody.
No.
We have to remember that McDonald's was the gem.
Oh, my God.
Of the franchise.
Oh, my God.
It was the golden child.
Yes.
And, you know, it was fun to go to McDonald's.
Yes.
And, you know, remember the glasses?
Oh,
they
God.
Used to do all the great toys.
Oh, yeah.
It was just, we've lost it.
We have. And that is one thing I tell everybody, do not give that excuse that we don't have enough staff. So, you know, we apologize that we're dropping our service.
Right.
We cannot use that. That is, we're not settling.
No.
Do the best you can. Go above and beyond. But make sure that you capture that moment.
Do you think we can make a new tagline for Hampton Inns?
We can.
Do not settle for mediocre here.
Yes. Yes. Because everybody
Let's
is.
Let's go.
Everybody is. I like that.
Yeah, because that's what we're all doing. Yeah. Everywhere we go, it says mediocre experience ahead. Come on in. I'm like, oh. I will say, though, like when I stayed at that other hotel.
Yeah.
And the other, you know, so cooperation over competition, that's always a big thing for me. It's like just because you have your business and just because somebody else has their business doesn't mean that we can't help one another.
Correct.
And you are a lot more back in the day. Mm-hmm. As maybe as much now because we have so many little hotels. But there was a time they're like, we're booked, but hold on, let me call Billy over at, you know, the other end. And no, Billy, you got any room? Yeah, Billy's got a room for you. Go over there. Like at some point, we all help each other.
Yes.
Do you guys do that?
So a lot of hotels in Rehoboth do not because they're like, man, I'm keeping a business all to myself, or, you know, let them find a hotel for themselves. When I came down here, I made sure that I reached out to Jerry, who's the GM of the Residence Inn.
So Jerry
is right behind me.
Right.
I have Marco, who's in the home too, which Hell is across. Yeah. What is her name? From Holiday Inn Express. Oh my God, her name is just drawn. But I reach out to them and say, "Hey, Marco, I have a problem. Can I walk a guest to you? I oversold too many rooms. Can I walk a guest to you, Jerry? Hey, what do you got left to sell? All right, I got a guy coming your way right now to have that." I don't get that back from them or other places, but
it's okay.
It's all right with me, but I like to share it.
Well, we have to remind ourselves that we are humans, right?
Yes.
Humans being humans, people being people.
Indeed.
People will be people.
Yes.
Right? And it's like business, money, right? But in the end, we still have to be civil human beings
Indeed.
With one another. And Indeed. We've sort of gotten away from that a little bit. At least it feels like that. I personally don't feel like I have.
Yeah.
But maybe I have. It's hard to see, you know.
I think greed has really changed everything. Everybody's point of view. Yeah.
Greed.
Yeah. And it's showing
it
now.
It is the root of all evil.
It is.
It's a shame.
It is big time. And you're now, first, you can see it. But now, since COVID, it's definitely out front. You can see it. You can taste it. Greed has definitely controlled us big time, you know.
It's like when the 18-wheeler gets stuck on the train tracks.
Yes.
And you're watching it, you're like, what's going to happen?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're like, okay. What's going to happen?
Yes.
Train hits a truck. You're like, that's what I feel like we're headed on right now.
We
feel like we're stuck on the tracks right now, and there is a train coming, and it's about to get ugly because of that. Greed.
Yeah. Greed. And just lack of responsibility. You know, people are not responsible of their own self. They like to. It's easier for me to blame you and other people than blame myself.
Mm.
And I'm starting to see that a lot. You know, take accountability of your actions.
That's why I like doing this podcast for nothing.
Yeah.
Right? Because I got nothing. I'm not going to lose anything. Yeah. I'm not gaining anything. It's just about chatting.
But you never know. It'll blow up, man.
Problem is that, listen, I was sponsored by somebody, and we said something on another podcast, and somebody sent them a thing and was like, you're sponsoring somebody that would say this? And I was like, it was a joke, right? It's all, you know, it's all funny till it's written down on paper, right?
Correct.
It's like, and then they're like, remove us from all of your podcasts. I'm like, use the word, but I'm like, you know, geez, really?
I mean,
and so now I'm like, you know what? Keep your money. I don't need, I own a hair salon.
Okay.
I have a hair business.
Okay.
I make enough money doing that. I don't want to be. First of all, I don't want to become greedy. I don't want to get all wrapped up in money. I don't really, it doesn't make anything. In fact, my wife actually quit her job.
Oh, wow.
My wife's a stay-at-home mom now. So we're actually broker than ever.
Okay.
But it's honestly, it's really cool because, you know, like we were eating at, you know, we'd go to McDonald's, right? We'd go eat mediocre food and have a mediocre experience and be mad about it. And now we're like, Well, that's like lunch meat. You know, my wife is like, we're really thinking about how we're spending our money, and I think it's good for us. It's kind of like almost like a living game.
Yeah.
You know, well, you gotta do that, or we won't get this.
So exactly.
It's been a kind of an eye-opening experience. Sometimes it's cool to like struggle in the trenches a little.
It is. It is. And it kind of tells you what you're worth, you know. And the same thing you and your wife are doing. Me and my wife are like, listen, we're not gonna spend going out Monday to Friday and spend money outside. No. We need to start focus on saving.
Yeah.
So only once a week, which is either Saturday or Sunday, we'll go out and eat with the kids.
Yeah.
The rest of the time, let's stay home, cook. At least you know that you're cooking that meal.
Absolutely.
You know, and at the same time, it's going to last a little bit longer than just that 1 minute that you were, or 1 hour that you were there.
Well, and the other thing is that, you know, my wife's like, well, you know, if we don't do this, we're saving this much money.
But yeah.
This is the kind of money that you save, like, if you want to go down to the beach and stay at the Hampton Inns.
Yeah.
You know, if you're eating too much, eating out too much, it starts cutting into, like, going on vacations and stuff.
Big time.
And so you start really planning, like, listen, let's skip to Chick-fil-A for a while, and maybe we'll save up and go down to the beach and stay at the Hampton Inn.
Yes. Yes.
There it is.
There it is.
So it's got a purpose.
Exactly.
So the money still gets blown.
I like that.
It gets saved. We missed the whole point.
I'm telling you. But look at it. I mean, back your parents, you know, they saved. There was no going out.
How old are you?
I am 39.
Okay, I'm 54. I was going to say, what's happening right now is we're reverting back to the 80s.
Yes.
Where we didn't go on vacation.
No.
We didn't go on, you know, we didn't eat out every night.
Correct.
We, you know, we never ate out when I was a kid. And we never went on vacation. We went camping.
Yes.
Poor man's vacation.
Yeah, but you know what? That is probably, camping is the new glam now.
Dude, it was the best.
Everybody is buying a camper and everybody's traveling. Yep. And, you know, I think if I could afford it, I'll buy a camper, to be honest with you. Even though I'm in the hospitality field, I will buy a camper.
Yeah.
I think as a kid, you get to learn more and appreciate the world that you live in and your surrounding than, you know, going to a hotel. And yes, yeah, you get the bells and whistle. You're treated like a king and queen. But once you go into camping, listen, you know, you are at the environment. The environment is yours. You get to do whatever you want to do.
Well, and I think that, and it's a great point. You know, I think people think that if they stay in a smaller micro motel, hotel.
Correct.
Motel. Paul's on the inside.
Yes.
that you're not going to get the bells and whistles, that you're not going to have that great experience that you have when you stay at one of these big resort hotels.
Correct.
You can have the same great experience. What's the guy? They're all the same, but the lights off.
They are. They are.
But they're not. And there are some things that are nice that these new hotels are doing that some of these bigger places aren't.
You're right. So, I mean, one key thing that with a hotel and a motel, your cleanliness is the biggest thing. The biggest thing for me is cleanliness.
Right.
And hotels, your standards are so high as a brand that you make sure that you keep that cleanliness up because you get rated by your cleanliness scores.
Right.
So you're constantly following protocols, wiping everything down twice, disinfected everything multiple times, washing everything, no matter what it is. If the guests did not use it, you still got to wash it. Wipe all the doors, all the light switches, remotes, have the remotes in bags. So it's cleaner. So compared to if you go to a motel, which you're not going to have that brand, you're not going to have that standard.
Yeah, well, motels are like, how you doing? Keep it moving.
Yes.
It's like, I just need to go to sleep and keep it going.
Yes.
I don't even really want to talk to you. In fact, if I could just have the door out here.
And that's it. I'm gone.
Yeah. I mean, it's a you know, motor lodge.
Yes.
It's for, you know, crashing when you've been out on the road.
Indeed.
It's perfect.
Indeed.
I think the bells and whistles of these smaller hotels is very cool, and I don't think people really expect it.
Correct.
I know that when we stayed at the last one we stayed at, I was like, well, this place is actually really cool.
Yeah.
It has a nice layout,
good
beds.
Yes.
Everyone has an opinion about a bed.
Oh, of course. Of course.
It's too soft, too hard.
Of course. I'm telling you, we just got 85 beds, brand new beds, 2 weeks ago. And we had two people complain about it.
Really?
That it's too soft. One said it's too soft, and the other one said it's too hard.
What do you prefer?
Me, to be honest, I like to be hard.
You like a hard bed?
Yeah.
Yeah. I just got this. Well, we didn't just get it. We've had it. We made this big purchase and, you know, had to put it on layaway.
Okay.
We got the bed.
Okay.
But it's like at the foam top.
Oh, yeah.
The memory foam on top and, like, the regular bed inside.
Oh, yeah.
It's almost like a Kit Kat.
Oh, man.
It's multiple levels of comfort. God. And I'm not a big fan of soft beds, but I do like a little give, I guess. So my buddy Scott, who owns the Blue Water House. Hotel Blue.
Hotel Blue, okay.
You know Scott?
No. I know Hotel Blue, yeah.
They're great. And Scott would be like, yeah, I just bought an 85 beds or whatever. And I'm like, he's like, you need a new bed? I go, no. But he goes, if you ever do, let me know, because these mattresses I get, they're different. They're awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. How often do you have to get new beds?
So with the brand, every 5 years you have to get new beds. Yeah, which is, I mean, and unfortunately you can't go to Mattress Warehouse and buy there. Those brand specific that you actually have to order through the brand, and the brand will send it to you.
Well, there are actually hotel mattresses.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, they're specifically for hotels.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Because, I mean, think about it, man. You know, year-round, you're constantly having that bed used constantly. Absolutely. So, you know, it has to...
And jumped on.
Jumped on by kids.
Kids are jumping on.
Oh, my goodness, yes. Back and forth if you have a two queen. So it has to be, you know... durable to last.
What's that day like when we change all the mattresses?
Oh my god.
Did you have to move them?
We had a subcontractor that came out, and he did most of it, but we wanted to kind of help him out because there was brand new mattresses sitting outside, and it looked like something really hit the hotel big time. So me and my team decided, hey, let's help him out, move the mattresses. So we took the old ones on the other side of the building. And the new ones are sitting right in front of the building. So people are driving. They're like, oh, yeah, they're getting the new mattress. Awesome. You know, then, you know, he takes the new one out. We take the old one out on the other side. So nobody sees the old one.
You probably were told you were getting new mattresses before you even knew you were getting new mattresses. People have their finger on the pulse of all this stuff.
Oh, we had to. I mean, we spend $3.5 million for this renovation. So,
wow.
Yeah, I had to be on top of everything.
I didn't realize it was that because it seemed pretty up-to-date.
It is.
Date, excuse me, but it seemed like it was pretty cool and it had the side rocks.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I mean, it's got a good look.
Absolutely.
So when you say an up-to-date or a remodel, is that like cleaning up the rooms, changing all the beds out?
Do you
have a designer come in?
You have a Hilton designer.
Okay.
The management team that I work for is called Palmer Gosnell out of Virginia. Back in the day, it was owned by Mike Mioli, and he sold it to Palmer Gosnell. So Palmer Gosnell,
he owns McDonald's.
Yes, he does. Yeah, mm-hmm. He owns actually all the McDonald's on this corridor.
I said something about McDonald's once, and then all of a sudden, that's when we got that.
Oh,
I'm like, oh, Mike. Okay.
Yeah. This tale.
It's not who you know. It's not who you are. It's how much power you have.
Exactly. Exactly.
He's got McDonald's power.
Oh my God. And, you know, he was smart. He was smart, very smart, you know, but this town, everybody knows everybody. It's scary. It is scary. But he did not do any renovations once he sold it. So the management team, like, listen, we need to update it. With the new hotels coming in place, Home 2, Residence Inn, Cambria across the street that's coming in, we need to step our game up. So the owners put some money in behind it and just gutted everything. So new tiles. New showers, new tubs, new carpet, new wall, wallpaper, new paint, furniture, beds, lights, everything. Even the fitness equipment, we're about to switch to Life Fitness. Then also...
Can we have your old equipment?
You sure can. You sure can.
Come take it.
You sure can. We have Peloton. So Peloton just joined with Hilton. So now all Hilton properties are going to have Peloton in their workout facility.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's very nice.
Yeah.
There's nothing like psychedelic hotel carpet.
Yeah, I know, right? Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I'm like walking down these long... I always think of The Shining, right?
Yes.
That carpet and those kids and,
Oh, it freaks me out. But, you know, some owners pick, like, the craziest hallway carpet.
Yeah.
And there is a reason behind it. And I'm going to let you know
the reason. Maybe we're all wondering.
So the reason why a lot of owners do that is because a lot of patterns, because it kind of hides the dirt.
Okay.
So you're not focused on, oh, my God, this stain is huge. It's popping up. If you have all these different designs... Nobody's focused on the stain. They're focused on the design.
Or sometimes you just can't stop looking at the damn carpet.
Yes, yes.
We've stayed at a hotel. We were down in Cambridge and stayed down there, and the halls were full of this. It was amazing carpet.
Yeah.
I mean, but the intricate lines.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The crisscross and the, you know, the angles and the shading. Yeah. You're like, I can't stop. You can't stop looking at it.
Exactly. So awesome. Exactly. So your mind is not, oh, this carpet is dirty or there's a big stain. You're not focused on it. You're focused on that design and you're like, wow. Oh my God. Okay. Awesome.
It was funny. We stayed, we were staying, like I was telling you, we were staying at, it was a competitor, but
okay.
Know, whatever.
Okay.
Nothing personal.
No.
you were probably full. But we were staying at this other hotel, and this is when we were moving. And my wife had gotten there, got in the room, and then I met them down at the pool.
Okay.
And we're all hanging out, and my kids go up, and then I'm going to fill our glasses up with water. Yeah. We always have Yetis, so we're going to fill them up with ice water. And I said, I'll meet you up there.
Okay.
So they go up the elevator, and I'm like, I don't have a key.
Yeah.
I don't even know where our room is. Yeah. And I don't have my phone. So I'm like, excuse me. Help me. The person at the front desk is like, what's the matter? And I go, I don't know where I'm at. She's like, what's the matter with you? It was funny.
Yeah.
You don't really, you know, hotels are, like, you can get lost in them.
Oh, yeah.
They're a little
oh,
complicated yeah. sometimes. Oh, yeah. You forget the floor you're on, yes. And then they all just sort of look the same.
They all look the same. You're
and
like,
the law. Hall gets longer.
Yes. Yes. Oh. Now, you know, the funny thing is now you can check into your hotel not even having a key, a room key.
Right.
Everything through your phone.
Yep.
And it is going to be an age that there's no longer going to be a front desk agent.
Uh-oh.
I feel like it's coming.
I don't.
You know, you don't think so?
No.
It is because, you know, one thing is.
I guess, wait a minute. When I say that, I say that until I die.
Okay.
Right, because that's what's going to happen.
Would you have a long time?
Well, no, I mean, we just die off, right?
Yeah.
You know, my father, who's 85, he can tell me stories about, you know, going down to Ocean City as a kid
yeah.
at 7 and 8 years old, yeah. living down there with his grandmother, sweeping out hotels for a quarter and going to the movies and
oh, yeah.
that life. But that life is over.
Yes.
Right? And
yes.
the only reason we remember it is because he remembers it.
Correct.
But as people like him and the older folks and then eventually me, as we fade out,
yeah.
you know, the stories of those days are... I remember we'd go to a hotel and there was a guy at the counter.
Yeah.
You're like, what?
Oh, yeah.
Anymore. Now you just walk. I mean, we see the transition. You know, McDonald's oh, yeah. is a great example. They yeah. have all the kiosks.
Yep.
And, so I guess maybe that's where we're headed. I hope not. I think people always like to talk to somebody.
Yes.
There's
yes.
always. I feel like we're sort of reverting back. I feel
we should.
With these Bitcoin companies collapsing and yeah. these big corporations that are starting to struggle yeah. and lay off people, CNN oh, yeah. and Facebook and
Amazon,
yeah. they're just, it's like that we had this big gluttonous
yeah.
moment and yeah. now we're sort of like, holy cow, we need to rein it in a bit.
Well, we pushed it too fast.
We pushed it.
Way too fast. And, you know, technology really opened a lot of people's mind up and say, hey, well, what else can we do with technology?
Right.
Keep going. Don't stop. Keep going. And that is a problem.
It's a problem.
You know, we're missing the whole point of life and enjoying experiences. Not focus on that, you know, that machine that you have in your hands. You know, and I always revert back to the Jetsons. You know,
we all wanted to be part of the Jetsons.
Yes.
Until we realized we had to share our data.
Exactly.
The Jetsons, they didn't tell us that the Jetsons were sharing their data.
No, they didn't. They didn't tell us that part.
The talking toaster knew something.
Yes. Right? And they're listening. I mean, everything you do, they're listening.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't want to get to that point that technology is taking over. I mean, there's independent hotels that still revert back to back in the olden days that they, whenever you're ready to go to bed, you know, you have a person that's standing there that will come flip your bed for you and, you know, fluff your pillows and things like that. And they are absolutely, people love going there. They will return yeah. back. But we keep going into technology with, you know, the phones locking your door, unlocking your door, changing
the
channel.
So the phones now unlock the door.
Oh, yeah.
But so what about, you know, like if my dad stayed at your hotel and he had to do that with his phone, he'd be done. He yeah. wouldn't be, first of all, he wouldn't be able to download the app.
Right.
And then you're get right. into it. He'd be like, this phone's broken. I don't know.
User error. Well, we still have the keys now. We still have the hard keys.
Oh, good.
Yeah. But, you know, I feel like, you know, going into 20 years, 25 years from now, it's going to start changing. Is really going to start changing.
Dude, we moved into this new house. My wife's like, all right, I'm opening the garage.
Yeah.
I'm like, We're not even in the neighborhood. She's like, I could do it from my phone.
It is crazy.
It's crazy.
It is crazy. I got the same app on my phone, and my wife was like, hey, the guy's delivering a couple of things. Can you open the garage? And my office in Rehoboth, I could open the garage from here.
Nice.
And I'm like, oh, my God. And now Hilton is also releasing that you could change TV. So you could go into your room, unlock your door with your phone, change the TV with your phone, change the temperature in your room with your phone.
Okay.
So no longer have to have a remote. I mean, you don't have to have it. Everything is controlled by your app and your phone.
You know, it's funny. I think hotels, the service industry in the hotel business is probably one of the least appreciated. Yeah. But so many expectations are on it.
Indeed.
I mean, it's like we have such expectations of people, but we just don't seem to be like willing to be grateful for it.
No.
It's weird. We went to Mexico before the pandemic started and just had such a great experience. And I was just in awe how well we were treated.
Oh, my God. They treat you like kings and queens.
People down there are so awesome. And I'm not saying they're awesome because they took care of me, because they were very nice people. But they just service. Yes. I mean, every little, you know, sometimes I'll change the toilet paper roll in our house and I'll fold it into that kind of that point.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, what's up with the toilet paper? Yeah. I'm like, I love you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's so nice.
Yeah.
When you do go out and you come back, your bed's been turned down.
Oh, my God.
It's just
it's amazing.
It's such a great feeling, and you don't even get really the opportunity to say thank you a lot of the times.
No, you don't. You don't.
It's weird. It's tough.
Oh, yeah. You know, I was talking to a young lady 2 weeks ago, and she said, oh, yeah, I enjoy, you know, coming to hotels, staying in hotels. Yeah, but a lot of people don't realize the behind the scene what really happens in order for you to have that great service, you know. And, you know, until you get back to it and you're like, wait a second. Oh, so this is what you got to do. So you got to make sure you sanitize everything, clean everything out. And at the same time, these guests, my employees, you know, they do everything with a big smile on their face. They enjoy it. They enjoy being there. They enjoy the customer service. They enjoy the relationship. They enjoy meeting people. At the same time, they simply enjoy making sure that the guest that's coming in has a great experience. Mm. And that is a key thing. It's just like Mexico. You know, yes, you are tipping them and things like that, but they have that customer service. They have that drive. You know, they want to make sure that you're pleased, you're happy, you're comfortable.
Yeah.
And that is what I like to... I'm doing right now at the Hampton Inn.
Well, some people aren't cut out for it. Some people are. Some people are, you know, people pleasers.
Yes.
To a fault. Some people are just really good at people pleasing, understanding the business.
Yeah.
If you're not into it, you shouldn't be in the hotel business,
correct,
right? I mean, it's about smiling.
Indeed.
All the time.
All the time.
Because people like me are like, oh, what's his problem?
Yeah.
What's the matter with that guy?
I get that all the time.
I'm not coming back here.
I get that all the time.
I get it, too, because unfortunately, I don't work in a hotel. I'm a hairdresser, and so I'm like resting bitch face half the time. Like, what's your problem? I go, I don't know. But you're expected to be smiling at a hotel.
Indeed. You cannot walk in there. And, you know, I always tell people, my staff, listen, you walk through those doors, whatever problem you have at home, leave it at the door.
Right.
Leave it at the door and make sure you're on stage. Make sure you have that smile on.
And whatever happiness you found at work, leave it there.
Yeah.
Because you don't need to come home all bebopping around the house like you're in the service industry.
Well, sometimes you might want to take it. I think the rest of your family will like it.
Right. Well, I get home and I'm like, I don't want to talk. I just sit there and be quiet.
I'm telling you. Well, you know, I had a property I was managing in Ocean City, and it was so close to home that I used to come home and I was just angry and, you know, and I used to take it on my kids and my wife, and I'm like, no, I don't want to talk. I just don't want to talk. Leave me alone. I'm like, wait a second. Do I really want to be in hospitality? But I realized that being down here, I have enough, you know, I guess, minutes to drive home to kind of unwind calm down. Don't take it home.
Well, listen, I deal with a lot of people, and some happy, some not happy.
Correct.
Not because of me, because just... the world,
yes,
right, and with two other people that I work with, people will come in if things have gotten confused or a schedule's been changed and someone didn't know about it.
Right,
you know, at some point you have to figure out, hey, how can I neutralize this escalating kind of situation? And I'm good at it.
Yeah,
I'm very good at it. I mean, I can definitely take a person that comes in all pissed off. I'm like, hey, you know,
yeah,
take it easy. Let's figure this out. Absolutely. Let's work through this because it's important that we are not upset.
Indeed, indeed.
And people will say, you're so good at that. Yeah. And I wasn't always that good at it. But yeah. I think just being in the service industry, but also just being in the last few years, because it's times two now.
Yes.
The testiness is times two. Yes. And trying to de-escalate a situation takes a little more work.
Oh, yeah.
At some point, there's moments where I'm like, you know what, then just go to hell.
Yeah.
You know, but you're like, yeah, you can't do that.
You can't say that. No.
You can't say that.
No.
So how can we, you know, how can we get to a solution so we're all happy again? And it's an art.
It's challenging. I mean, the best thing I always do is basically I throw it back to them. You know, what we screwed up. We dropped the ball. What can I do right now to make things better?
That's easy. What about when they screwed up?
When they screw up, they will never admit that they screwed up.
That's when it gets difficult.
Oh, yeah. They would never admit that, hey, I screwed
so
up.
So you screwed up, I screwed up.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, I'm like, okay, well, we're both there wrong. What can we do? Let's fix the situation. No, I can't give you a free night. I can give you half off.
There you go.
You know? No, I can't give you half off. How about I give you a certificate to come back in the fall or in the spring?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, how about I give you some points for the inconvenience?
There you go.
You know, yes, I know you screwed up, but I can't admit it because I'm on this side.
Right.
But I'll give you whatever it is. Because you know what? No matter how much I look at it and I get frustrated, at the end of the day, if I spend this little money, it's not going to make me or break me.
Well, and it's funny how sometimes we can just get off on the wrong foot.
Yeah.
Right. You know, I've had that happen. I've gotten off on the wrong foot with somebody.
Yeah.
And it's really set the whole tone for the relationship for however long.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, hey, maybe we got off on the wrong foot.
Yeah.
Maybe this, you know, this someone will come in. You know, the other day a lady came in and her appointment was at like 4:00 and I had another lady coming in at 3:45 and I was like, let me get her color on. And then, you know, in my mind, she's at 3:45. I'll get her color on. You come in at 4:00. I get you cut while she's processing, and then I finish the other lady.
Correct.
Well, she came in at 3:30.
Correct.
She's like, well, can't you just do me now? And I go,
wow.
There's a system.
Yeah.
You know, if I do that, the whole system flies off the rails.
Oh, yes.
But and she's like, well, I can just come back. I go, hey, just relax. Yeah. Sit down. Yeah. Have a seltzer.
Yes.
Right? Let's do,
yes.
You know, to neutralize it a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
And she was just one of those, she was a pretty wound up kind of person.
Yeah.
And but we see all kinds, right?
Absolutely.
And you just have to handle every situation with kindness.
Yes.
And humility.
Yeah.
And if they don't like it, then you throw them out.
That's it. Yeah. That's it. You know,
just kidding, Fred. Not the Hampton way.
No, absolutely not. But have you realized that nowadays everybody goes from 0 to 100 really quick? Really quick.
And, you know, I'm very critical of that. And then I notice myself doing it as well.
Okay.
So we all, I think, well, I shouldn't speak for you, but for me, it happens to me sometimes.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I'm like, what's going on?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. And I start, you know, I can feel my blood kind of starting to boil. I'm getting hot. I'm like, okay, all right, step back.
Take a second.
Step back, because you're in the same industry. Don't blow up on this person.
Right. It's not worth it.
No.
It's not worth it.
No.
So what's this year looking like? You guys got coming into nothing. New summer?
We are. So
already getting ready, I'm sure.
We are getting a lot of inquiries about wedding blocks, sports blocks, a lot of family reunion.
Okay.
A lot for 2023. So we're getting inquiries. We're also getting a lot of, I guess, people that want to start booking for their 2024 weddings as well, too. So
it sounds like if I booked at your hotel, I literally don't even have to come to the front desk.
No, you don't.
I can just download the app on my way down.
That's it.
You've already given me my room number.
You got your room number?
Everything's on my phone.
Your room key? Everything's on your phone?
I paid for it with my phone.
That's it.
You sent me the receipt on my phone.
On your phone.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Send you a thank you with my phone?
Yes, you can.
Thank you, Fred.
Yes, you can. You can actually message us. So if you have a special occasion coming up and you basically request for a mobile key, so you got the mobile key, you say, you know, it's my wife's anniversary or me and my wife's anniversary. Can you do something special for us? You could chat with us and the front desk is live.
You'd say no. I'm just kidding.
No, we want the experience. We want people to enjoy the experience.
Of course. And yeah. I mean, there's a lot of cool things around here. You know, you're right across the street from 1776.
Yes. Oh, my God.
I'm going to tell you, 1776 has the best creme brulee cheesecake ever. And if anybody ever asks you, is there anything that you can give a suggestion to help me with my anniversary, you say, I can.
Yes.
So cream brulee cheesecake from 1776.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And they have amazing steak.
Have you had it?
I've had it with my wife. Yes, it's amazing. It's amazing. And I think they have probably the best steak around here. My opinion. Absolutely. I think they have the steak around here.
Absolutely. Tom, the owner, Tom, he's an amazing guy. And they have the best steak.
Oh, man.
I mean, I haven't. There's another place down in Lewis, Hartfield. What's the place? What's the place? I apologize ahead of time. there's a steak place down in Lewis. It sticks over by the Daily Market and by Lewis Cycle Sport over there.
Oh, yes.
What's it called?
Over the canal. Yeah. Oh, my God. It's not Harvest Tide.
Is it Harvest Tide?
I think it is Harvest Tide.
It's Harvest Tide. Yeah, there you go.
Yes.
Sorry, Harvest Tide. They're a great steak, too.
They are. I don't know. I think 1776 has that old good steak. I like Harvest Tide. I like it, but I think 76.
Well, I mean, you know, I don't have $80 to pay for a
steak.
Yeah,
I know, right?
So it's really about my anniversary.
That is it. That's the only time.
Absolutely. It's above my pay grade.
That's the only time.
That's cool. Well, listen, man, anything? So we've renovated.
Yes.
We got new mattresses.
Yes.
Place is updated.
Yes.
You can do everything on your phone.
Absolutely.
And you're taking reservations.
We are. We actually have a holiday special going on. From July 10th all the way to, December 10th all the way to December 25th. You come on in, you get free cookie decorations. We have daily movies going on each time, Christmas movies.
Okay.
A little piece steak, Christmas ornaments that you can actually decorate on your own that says the Hampton Inn on the back. So we're doing things to kind of be in the spirit of Christmas.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, listen, man, I appreciate you coming on the podcast.
My pleasure.
I knew we'd have a good chat.
Absolutely.
About hotels.
Oh, my God.
I love it.
And life in general. I love it.
Well, and I think, you know, my message with a lot of these is like, you know, just cooperation over competition. Don't drive yourself crazy. Nope. Just because you don't get anything back doesn't mean it's what's the great brand Striper used to say. It's better to give than it is to receive.
That is true.
Right?
And that is true.
It is, whether it's at the Christmas season or any time of the year.
Indeed.
You know, we lay down every night and we know that we've done the best we can and try to help people and with zero expectations.
Yes.
And don't let greed take us down.
No. That's the key.
All right, man.
Thank you. Thank you.
And thank you, Rob West. This is Rob West is my talent guy.
He is awesome. He's a great, great guy.
I love Rob West. I just, the podcast I just posted this morning, Rob West sent me.
Yeah.
He sent him. And we just love Rob West.
God, he's a talented guy.
He's definitely going to heaven.
Yes, he is.
All right, brother. Well, listen, we'll find you. We'll post. Do you have an Instagram? Or do you share stuff?
We do.
What's your social media for the hotel?
So it's Hampton Inn by Hilton, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
Okay.
And that is for Instagram and Facebook as well.
Are you guys doing reels?
We are.
Are you doing TikTok?
We are.
Didn't know we were signing up for that.
I know,
we?
Right? I know. I'm not into it, but I have my staff members.
Well, you can. I do have my 9 and 10 year olds that are for hire because they are TikTok experts.
Really?
Not really, but they are TikTok experts.
Okay.
Well, my daughter's like, "Daddy, we gotta do a TikTok." I'm like, "Okay, what are we doing?" The mango. My father-in-law bought this giant mango for her, so I just cut it up while she filmed it.
Okay.
She's so funny. She's like, "Here, throw this in the microwave." I go, "All right, perfect. Thank you." Like, what else am I doing? That's it. That's all I needed. I'm like, "Darn it!" But we cut this mango up and I sliced it, inverted it. You know, opened the mango up like a Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah.
And it got like 5,800 views.
Wow.
I'm like,
wow.
Okay.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
We're glued. We're glued to that thing. We're glued to the phones.
Well, we're glued to it, but we're also, you know, I was reading this book, The Fourth Turning, and it talks about this 80-year-old chunk of time that we're sort of in now. And at the end, it's the crisis, and we're sort of in it now.
Yeah.
I mean, it happens with World War One, World War Two, the Revolutionary War, all these different wars kind of escalated to this point, and then we broke through, right? And we're sort of in this thing now.
Yeah.
And it talks about the millennials are going to be the saving grace of our society. And I know we're probably like, really?
Wow.
The millennials? Are you a millennial?
Like, I am.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for your service. But it's the artists,
yeah.
You know? And, you know, we're coming out of this pandemic where maybe prior to the pandemic you were a server.
Yeah.
And then after the pandemic you're painting murals on sides of buildings.
Wow.
You know, it's these artists. We're seeing it now. Everyone on Instagram and YouTube and you know, they're creating revenue through art.
Oh yes.
And that may be our saving grace, you know, this thing. And so my 9 and 10 year old are very good at doing these videos.
Yeah.
And they're better than I am.
Oh, same here.
And unfortunately, that's the future, and they're good at it.
Yes.
And I'm not.
Yes.
So, yeah. And take a look and see. Do you have children?
I do. I have a 9-year-old and an 8-year-old.
They're probably not on Instagram.
No.
You're good parents.
No.
I'm a bad parent.
They want to be, but no.
We're bad parents.
No, you're not. You're not. But you know, the funny thing is, these kids know how to. They know how to use the phone. They know how to. It's amazing. They grab the phone. They know how to go here, search for this, search for that. And now you have Alexa. Alexa, my kid, my 8-year-old. Alexa, what's the weather outside?
Right.
Alexa, what is 2 plus 2? I mean, I'm like, no.
Well, I think as a parent, we try to raise our kids like we were raised.
Yes.
In an environment that we were raised in. And it's just not that.
No.
It's different.
No.
My 17-year-old just got accepted into Temple.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. He just got a scholarship.
That's a great school.
And
wow.
I did nothing.
Wow.
I did nothing.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I raised him, but I did nothing. People, aren't you helping him with college? I go, no, I'm not.
You're blessed.
He did it all on his own.
You're blessed. Wow.
And he's just gotten great grades.
Yeah.
And sometimes you just get out of the way.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I call them mini-dults.
Mini-dults.
Because they have, you know, there's a lot of stuff I can learn from my kids.
Oh, yeah.
Because I can get pretty wound up.
Yeah.
Pretty tight and in my convictions. And sometimes they're not always the right way. And my daughter's like, Daddy, chill out. Like, oh, right. Okay. Good point.
It's hard. It's hard.
Because we get caught up in life and stuff.
Yeah.
And always trying to be better. And
that's one thing I realized. I'm like, wait a second. I'm trying to be like my parents too much.
Right.
I need to back off.
Yeah. And, as long as obviously kids don't do any drugs or drink.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
But as long as you're having fun and being kind and having some humility, if that's at all possible at this age, listen, I'll stand by and watch you do whatever.
Absolutely.
They can really do a lot of great stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, brother. Listen,
all right,
thank
sir.
You for coming on, man.
Absolutely.
And we'll just get posted in a week or so. And then I think you're going to have a great summer anyway.
Is it okay if we share in our Hampton Inn or
Facebook?
Absolutely.
Okay. Perfect.
Perfect.
Yeah, share everything.
All right.
We love it. All right, Fred.
Thank you,
buddy.
Thank you.
Bye.